Kaya Biz with Gugule Tumfupi on Kaya 959. Lifestyle Biz on Kaya Biz.
We shift gears now, just on a lighter note, right? To actually reflect on where else it is that people are spending their money when they receive it. And it appears as though the relaxation of COVID restrictions in South Africa has seen a dramatic increase in interest from residents of outside the country, primarily from across the continent, from Nigeria, DRC, Mozambique, Tanzania, or looking at potential possibilities of cosmetic surgery in South Africa. To help us unpack more as to what's driving everyone to pursue a nip and a tuck here in South Africa, we're joined by Dr. Dion Veyers. He is a board-certified plastic and reconstructive surgeon with a private practice at Four Ways Life Hospital in Johannesburg. Dr. Veyers, thank you so much for your time and being patient with us this evening. Quite interesting. COVID restrictions cooled down and all of a sudden there's an uptick and increase in plastic surgery in South Africa. What's driving this?
Yes, indeed, Guru. Well, thank you very much for having me. And but, you know, it even goes back to beyond just when the restrictions were relaxed. Even you won't believe the increase in requests and inquiries that came even in level five when we initially went into the whole pandemic and the restrictions. Oh, and, wow. You know, I think that, and if you look at the international literature and you see what's happening and then what the comments are in international magazines as well, I think, you know, people are feeling low, they're feeling a little bit depressed, and they are wanting to feel better about themselves, in themselves. And, you know, I think when one looks good, you feel good. And I think that is a major driving force behind why people are starting to seek cosmetic maybe enhancements, be it surgical, but also maybe non-surgical. And also, there's another issue of the what's called the Zoom phase, you know, with all these virtual meetings and remote kind of meetings. People see themselves when they look at themselves in their computer screens, and they might see themselves in ways that they didn't see before. And yes, so definitely an increase in also facial cosmetic enhancements, again, surgical, non-surgical, the like.
A Zoom face. Yeah, I thought that makeup could save everything, but heck, sounds like we can do a little bit more. I'm quite a keen as well. As you say, people are not only spending on facelifts, but non-invasive and invasive cosmetic surgeries. But give us details here. Is it liposuction? What kind of procedures?
Yes, okay. So also on that, well, let's talk about the non-invasive. Non-invasive implies, you know, your more outpatient, in the rooms kind of procedures, things like Botox fillers, chemical peels, enhancements of your lips, enhancements with volumizing, where volume might be lost in the cheeks, etc. So those more classify your non-invasive treatments or your less invasive treatments, let me rather say. Your more invasive treatments and then more surgical would be, you know, where you're going to be either under sedation or you're going to be in theater under general anesthetic and then have a surgical procedure. They're more popular. We're talking about body contouring, liposuction, tummy tucks, breast lifts, breast enhancements like augmentation, reductions, etc., and then also facial surgical procedures. There's also on that with COVID, you know, I always will remember the patient saying to me that she wasn't able to social distance herself from her fridge. She gained some unwanted or sat in unwanted areas, if you want to say. And yes, liposuction is an option to do that, but, you know, it's also, yes, you can say it's a quick fix, but also you have to also regard it in the recovery and the downtime to know that you want to maintain your results. It's not a procedure for weight loss. It's more contouring. So if there might be some stubborn fat in love handle areas or the tummy or the inner thighs that's difficult to shake off with exercise, or that after pregnancy will never return to where it was, you know, then that's where the body contouring procedures then come into play. So definitely liposuction, especially in my practice, saw a surge in this whole period. And yeah, that's basically in a nutshell, just to give a bit of background on what the two categories entail.
Yeah. Dr. Veyers, this is obviously quite interesting, but it wouldn't be a business show interview without us talking about the money, right? And I guess the average cost of such procedures is one of interest to many South Africans, and also understanding the ways in which one can pay if these might even be considered to be covered by medical aids.
Yes. Okay. So on that, Google, you know, it's cosmetic. You know, medical aid is going to pay for that unless you can motivate for it to be covered by medical aid if it really has an impact on your or the patient's function, and that being their day-to-day function in the workplace or activity-wise. Maybe, you know, for instance, a large breast will have an impact on the back, resulting in back pain. Patients might be dependent on heavy pain medications affecting them in terms of their day-to-day function. So that is a potential procedure which could be motivated for and covered by medical aid, but, you know, with good reason and not for cosmetic reasons. For cosmetic enhancements, medical aid won't pay, and then it is, you know, kind of cash up front. But there are some firms, organizations, or options to fund these procedures. For instance, off the top of my head, Medifin is a company that then would, it's almost like taking out a loan if you want for financing these procedures. Otherwise, it is out of pocket, privately funded in its totality. Not even hospital admissions would be covered by medical aid in such a case. Mm. And if you want to have like ballpark figures, if we're talking about non-surgical enhancements or less invasive, you know, for Botox, probably on average you're looking at between, I could say, 2,000 to 5,000 for a session or for a treatment. Fillers can also vary from about 3,000 to 9,000, depending on, you know, what you are treating and where you are treating. If you're looking at the surgical options, then, like I said, you can have more in-rooms, you know, not admitted into a hospital situations where sedation could be given, and then the patients wouldn't have to pay the hospital fees for that, but it's still done all, you know, like you would in the theater, but under sedation, maybe in the rooms, but then it's a day case. The patients are discharged same day. If you're looking, and there, for instance, liposuction, there would be a procedure falling under that category, and there it could be as little as 20,000 for depending on the amount of areas that needs to be addressed, up to about 80,000. And if you're looking at in hospital, you know, you have to put this into context with the procedures being done. But from about, I would say, 50,000 for, let's say, a breast augmentation, so with implants, up to, you know, it could go up to 250,000 if it is a mommy makeover. And a mommy makeover is the procedure where all the changes that occurred following pregnancy, breasts starting to sag and droop and losing their volume, tummy skin starting to be in excess, forming an apron of skin with less support of your tummy muscles and unwanted fat. Sure. You know, those are then the kind of procedures that you'll do in hospital, because admission there will be important to observe the patient afterwards and support them in their recovery.
This is quite interesting and very vast figures, as you say, depending on the procedure. But to close off with, Dr. Veyers, this has clearly been an interesting business case, I guess, witnessing the kinds of procedures that you could do during the lockdown and pandemic versus what we're seeing now. So I guess looking inside your business, does this mean that activity volumes have certainly increased and I guess lockdown has worked in your favor now that people have come out with a little bit more weight that they want to get rid of?
Well, I didn't know what to expect when we went into this whole, as I suppose a lot of people didn't. And but you know, I think globally we have seen an increase and a rise in the number of cosmetic procedures being performed. And and also, like I said, if you can do this in rooms, you know, during some of the restrictions, during some of these waves during the pandemic, we weren't able to operate in the acute hospitals, your bigger hospitals where COVID patients might be also have to be treated. But in day clinics and day facilities, we were able to continue. So it has actually really increased and surprisingly so during the whole pandemic.
Thank you so much for your time, Dr. Veyers. Really interesting insight that you've shared with us today. And I guess also piquing our interest in terms of understanding the business environment behind the increase in the surge of cosmetic surgery inquiries from across the continent. Thank you once more for giving us your time. That's Dr. Veyers, who is a board-certified plastic and reconstructive surgeon with a private practice as well here in Johannesburg. That's Dr. Dion Veyers joining us this evening.
Lifestyle Biz on Kaya Biz.
Kaya Biz with Guguletu Mfupi.
Monday to Thursday, 6 to 8 p.m. on Kaya 959.
On the streets, on the air.